The Kashiri was trembling in agony. Greasy, dark smoke was rising from a shoulder that had been so badly scorched it looked like a burned Nerf roast. Her cheeks were hollow. Her complexion was so wan it was pale blue. And her sunken eyes were rimmed in red. But she was still standing, coming at them across the courtyard's mossy cobblestones. Even knowing what the woman was, Ben could barely believe his eyes. Vistara had hit her with a bolt of force lightning powerful enough to take out a Candorus-class hover tank. Still, the Avatar had returned to her feet the instant Vistara had been carried too far away from the font of power to continue drawing on its power. And now Vistara was standing at his side, shaking even worse than the Kashiri, her complexion still shadowed by its dark energy, her eyes dulled by force overload. When the Kashiri snatched her lightsaber off its belt hook and ignited its crimson blade, Ben was almost relieved. It was such a mundane threat that it made him think perhaps Vistara's attack had driven out Abeloth after all. Perhaps all they had to fight now was a simple Sith Lord. Then the Kashiri spoke, and his hope evaporated.
We are done with patience. Drink together, or die together.
Ben opened himself to the Force completely, shielding himself from the Font of Power's darkness by drawing its energies through the power of all he loved in the galaxy, through his faith in the Jedi purpose and the promise of the future, through his confidence in Vistara, and the sure knowledge that she would soon join him in the ranks of the Jedi Knights. The Force came pouring into Ben from all sides, irresistible and pure, a flood of light and purpose that no being in the galaxy could deny. He felt himself become the Force, a swirl of power and energy, and he focused all that he was on the approaching Kashiri, hitting her with a force blast that would have knocked a frigate out of orbit. The blast caught the Avatar square in the chest and rocked her shoulders back at least a couple of centimeters. She paused almost noticeably before she took her next step. Ben staggered back, exhausted, and nearly fell before Vistara's hand clamped around his biceps. She pulled him to his feet and began to retreat, pulling him toward the cloud of steam still enveloping the Font of Power.
"So Ben, what was that supposed to be?"
she asked.
"The power of the light side?"
"You didn't do much better," Ben replied. He pulled his arm free and stopped a few meters outside the steam. "And you were drawing on the font."
"Yeah, because I'd kind of like to survive this,"
Vistara replied, reluctantly stopping with him.
"What's your point?"
"That we don't have to surrender to her,"
Ben whispered. He glanced across the courtyard toward the ruined arcade, then used the force to lift a section of broken pillar and bring it spinning toward the back of the Avatar's head.
"We just have to work together."
There was no time for Vistara to waste with a witty reply. She simply raised her hands and unleashed another fork of force lightning, this one far less powerful than when she had been drawing on the font's power. The Kashiri's hand rose so fast that Ben barely even saw it move, and he realized their ploy could actually work, that even an Avatar could fall prey to a tactical diversion. The Kashiri caught the lightning bolt in the palm of her hand, and its white-hot energy dwindled to a spark. But the pillar kept coming, striking the back of her head with a sickening thud and sending a bloody spray of skull and brain all the way across the courtyard to splatter Ben and Vistara's legs. The Avatar did not instantly drop dead. She staggered a few steps forward, carried by the momentum of the impact, then raised her smashed head to reveal that one eye had been knocked free of the socket and was now dangling on her cheek. The other eye fixed its gaze on Ben.
"Sheikah, Ben!"
Vistara took a step away from him, not because she was abandoning him, Ben felt sure, but because it was the smart tactical move.
"I think you really made her mad."
"Let's make her even madder," Ben said, reaching out for another section of pillar. "Hit her again!"
The order came to a strangled end as he felt himself flying back into the arcade. His shoulders hit a pillar dead center, folding so far backward that both shoulder blades touched stone. Then a tremendous crack sounded inside his skull, and his head exploded into dark pain. He felt himself sliding down the pillar toward the cobblestones below, and the last thing he saw was Vistara retreating toward the Font of Power. disappearing into the yellow steam with the Avatar close behind.